Welcome to the Savvy Dentist Podcast with Dr. Jesse Green, the show where great dentistry meets great business. Listen in each week as we bring you an inspiring person who will share their story, ideas, and business techniques to help you create a practice and a life you love. And now introducing your host, Dr. Jesse Green.
Hi everyone, Jesse Green here. Welcome back to SavvyDentist.com and to the Savvy Dentist Podcast. It's great to have your company for another episode of the show. Now, in this episode, we're diving into a really significant shift that can transform the way you build and grow your practice. For years, traditional practice management has focused on metrics data, which, let's face it, are really important things. But what if it's only part of the picture? What if it's not the complete story? What if there's something else there beyond marketing and sales and team development that can really power the growth of your practice? So this episode is inspired by marketing legend Seth Godin and particularly his thinking around tribes. And we want to talk about how to create deep connection, fierce loyalty, and have a practice that's built around shared values and not just procedures. So if you're ready to turn patients into really fierce advocates, passionate advocates, well then let's dive in. So the big idea here is that practice owners often focus in the wrong area. They focus on the transaction, not the relationship. They focus on that one-time sale. And Peter Drucker, the world-famous business thinker, basically said this, and that is the purpose of a business is to create and to keep a customer. And that thinking has driven me over the years in my own business building to create multiple seven-figure businesses simply by focusing on how do I create and keep a customer. And the big idea around this, of course, is customers don't want a transaction either. They want a relationship. They want to feel a sense of belonging. When we think about belonging, obviously the word tribes comes up. We've used that word for millennia probably, or variations of it. But in the modern world, Seth Godin described it as a group of people connected to one another, connected to a leader, and connected to an idea. So what if the idea around your practice was around health and well-being, or providing the best possible dental care, whatever it may be? There's got to be an idea or a philosophy that drives your practice forward that patients can get behind and feel connected to. Now, the problem with transactional dentistry, of course, is that patients often feel like they're being sold to. They feel like it's a one and done and they're not being cared for. They sometimes feel like a number. And when patients feel like a number, they start to compare you with other practices because there's nothing to keep them into the practice. And when your patient develops a wandering eye, it's only a matter of time before they ultimately leave. And what that creates is churn and not loyalty. And dentistry, of course, is personal. Patients want trust, not just sales tactics. They want to know that you know them. They want to know that you're interested in them. They want to know that you care about them. And of course, there's that wonderful saying that people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And the way to demonstrate caring is by understanding your patient, getting to know them, sharing a bit about yourself, sharing your philosophy, organizing your practice around your philosophy so that they can buy into that philosophy and feel like it's the place for them. So what's a tribe after all? Well, like we said a moment ago, a tribe is a loyal community built around shared beliefs, values, and identity. So in your practice, this could look like a group that believes in health first dentistry. It could be a family that supports and empowers anxious patients. It could be a community that values really cosmetic excellence. But no matter what it is in your practice, there's always a few key elements. The first one is around connection so that people feel seen and they feel heard. And the second part is around belonging, so they feel like they're part of something. And of course, there's got to be leadership where you lead the vision, you share the vision, you champion the vision, and of course, you embody the vision. So let's get real. What does this really look like in a dental practice? Well, some examples could be a practice with a wellness tribe, which attracts a health conscious patient. A practice that focuses on treating anxious patients, which really revolves around trust, people trusting you with their innermost fears. And I can tell you, if you can look after anxious patients really well, you're going to have a word of mouth marketing machine like nothing else. But maybe a pediatric dentist, which is really focused on creating fun and a safe place for kids and their families to have dental care. The marketing shift occurs from here's our treatment to here's what we believe. And I think communicating what you believe and what you stand for becomes a massive differentiator, both in your marketing, but in your culture, your team, and how you show up in the world. So let's get down to tin tacks. How do we build a tribe in your practice? Well, step number one is to define your philosophy. What do you stand for? What's your why? How do you want to show up in the world? And I think this is a really important exercise to go through. The reason I think it's so important is to create a movement or a philosophy that you believe in. It's very important that you as the founder have your DNA embedded in this because you're going to be living with it for a long time. So it's got to feel congruent for you. Now, step number two is to communicate it early. You know, make it part of every touch point, whether it's your website, whether it's your team recruitment, whether it's your emails out to patients, whether it's your practice brochures or anything in between. Every single touch point needs to communicate your philosophy, your why, your beliefs around dental care and healthcare in general. And so communicate that early, communicate it often, and communicate it at every opportunity you have. And step number three is to involve your team because after all, they're leaders in the tribe too. They're the champions of the values and the beliefs and the philosophy every single day as well. When you're not there, you want the flag to be flown as well. So let's make sure that we involve the team. Now, here's the secret sauce in this is if you create a movement, if you create a tribe, guess what? Your team are going to be attracted to that. Maybe not every possible team member, but you'll attract the right team members who buy into that philosophy, who buy into that vision, and that way they're going to be the flag bearers for you as well. Now, step number four is to speak to your tribe. Not everyone in the world is going to be a patient, and that's okay. Remember, good marketing repels as much as it attracts. So it's okay if not everyone wants to be part of your tribe. The idea is not to persuade people to think like you, but to find the people who already do. And that's a secret marketing tip right there. Write that one down. The goal is not to persuade people to think like you, it's to find the people who already do. And so step number five then is to create rituals and shared language because this deepens identity. Use language within the tribe, use language with your patients, use language with your team and create those rituals because what we know is when you create those sorts of rituals and language, it creates belonging and that deepens the connection. So here's some final thoughts. Don't build a practice just around treatments. Don't build a practice just around metrics. Don't build it around anything, but build it around people. People are the essence of great business. So tribe building creates deeper relationships. It creates stronger referrals. It creates a more meaningful business. It creates more satisfaction. It creates more profitability. And ultimately, you're going to have a practice that you really love, right? That's the big idea here. So if I was going to give you a couple of action steps, would be to reflect on your tribe. Start thinking about who you want. What are the values you want to be sharing? What's your philosophy? Maybe start writing a manifesto of your practice. And if you haven't yet captured it, write it down and lead with that in your next team meeting. All of this is designed to build a practice and a life that you love. And that's really important to build the life that you love. There's no point trying to build someone else's life. That life's already taken. Let's build yours and make sure it's a reflection of you and who you are and what you want from this wonderful thing called life. So thanks for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. It's great to be with you as always, and we look forward to seeing you next week. So until then, take care.
Thank you for listening to the Savvy Dentist podcast. For more episodes, go to drjessegreen.com/savvydentist. And to discover how to build a high-performance dental practice, visit drjessegreen.com and download the free report.